So a lot of voters may not be totally familiar with the Office of Treasurer and what the Treasurer does. What would you do as Treasurer to improve the lives of Illinois residents?
Well, look, the basic responsibilities of the Treasurer's Office is to invest the money, $12 to $15 billion a day the Treasurer invests. We are in charge of, the Treasurer's Office is in charge of Bright Start, the college savings plan. Also has the iCash plan, which is to tries to get people connected with lost money they may have had at an earlier time in their life. But I think, you know, as Illinoisans, we know how bad the state is financially. Worst credit rating in the country, worst pensions funded pension system in the country, high unemployment. We haven't had a balanced budget in a number of years. And I want to take the Treasurer's Office into a different direction in the sense that the Treasurer's Office ought to be engaged to the extent it can in trying to turn this state around. One of the examples is the Constitution of our state requires that we have a balanced budget. It doesn't say, hey, I hope you get close, give it the old college try. It says you're not supposed to spend more money than you have. And this state has fallen into a trap over the last few years of spending more than it has. At least the folks that have been running the place have done that. We stand today with anywhere from $4 to $5 to $6 billion of unpaid bills because of this unbalanced budget. We have to pay penalties and interest on late fee when we don't pay people on time. That cost us last year's $300 million. So if I'm Treasurer, I want to help the General Assembly work with them to try to get to a point of making sure they balance the budget. But if they don't do that, I'm going to see that the Constitution's enforced. I think that's the responsibility of the Treasurer. And if that means taking the General Assembly to court to enforce the Constitution and make sure the budget is balanced, we'll do that. Members of the General Assembly, as well as the governor, need to be held accountable for their actions with respect to the budget.
You mentioned the Bright Start program. You support offering the children and grandchildren of members of the military and veterans a scholarship opportunity through that program. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The Bright Start program is moving along well from an investment standpoint. Treasurer Rutherford has done a very good job getting it back to where it needs to be. And one of the provisions in the Bright Start contract with the firm that administers the Bright Start, it happens to be Oppenheimer, they're required to pay the state $500,000 a year. It's part of the fee they're charged to administer the program. And so it's been used to market Bright Start. It's been used in other ways. But what we want to do is take a portion of that money and create a scholarship program for military families. We have 700,000 veterans in this state, 20,000 people currently serving in the military. As we know, around the country, it's very volatile, and our military people are in tough situations and unsafe situations around the world. But not only do they go through challenges and struggles, but so do their families. And with the high cost of college, it was an opportunity to kind of meld together two different interests, one of trying to say thank you to the military folks, but also helping kids out that are going to college. So we're going to create this scholarship program. The people will be picked by a 10-member panel of military folks. And I think it's a little way to say thank you to military folks and their families.
If you felt that the budget situation warranted it, would you sign off on short-term borrowing?
It's a great question. And certainly if there's a, if it made sense financially, if we stayed within the parameters of a balanced budget and the numbers worked, certainly it's something I would keep in mind. You know, that's happened in the past. And Treasurer Rutherford and Comptroller Topinka have been part of that. So, yeah, look, I it's hard to sit here and try to speculate on all the scenarios, but I certainly would keep an open mind, as have they over the past few years.
Your opponent, State Senator Michael Frerichs, has accused you of being more interested in mudslinging than the issues. What is your response, and what do you see as the biggest issues of this race?
Look, I think if you look at you look at this race, I think we have a better record. I think we have a better vision for Illinois. We've talked about the need to balance the budget and to be very forceful about that. We want to be, in effect, the fiscal watchdog for the taxpayers. We've talked about the fact that we need more transparency, and we've suggested and proposed that if I'm elected treasurer, we have created a scorecard, or a report card, if you will, of the true financial condition of the state that we'll lay out every quarter. What's the real unfunded pension liability? What's our real unemployment? What's our real debt? What do we owe on bonds? What do we owe in terms of what's our liability with respect to health care? And so letting Illinois residents really know what's going on. And the third thing we've talked about is the need to crack down on fraud and corruption. And we want to create a government integrity unit to be proactive. When the state of Illinois is charged by the SEC because the governor's office, the prior governor, not this one, went before bond houses and credit agencies and lied about the financial condition of the state, that's unacceptable. And we're going to be very, very aggressive. Now, I'm not, you know, he wants to use the term mudslinging. I think the real question is he capable of, and does he have an understanding of what this office is about? I'll give you a couple of examples. He talked about, he criticized very, very aggressively the current treasurer's investment strategy. Said, well, we shouldn't do any investments outside of this country. Well, the reality is current treasurer Rutherford has an investment strategy that includes international investments, specifically buying Israeli bonds. They have been very good in their returns. There's never been a default from an Israeli bond since they've started to be issued. Other states also invest in Israeli bonds. So he really hasn't demonstrated an understanding of the office, in my opinion, and it's been fairly short-sighted. I don't know that I'd call that mudslinging. I would call that questioning someone's ability to have an understanding of this office.
The treasurer's office has come under scrutiny over some personnel issues recently. What, if anything, would you change about the way that the office is run?
Look, I don't know that any of us know the specifics of that, of what's gone on. We'll certainly take a look at, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get elected, hiring policies. What we expect, obviously, of employees is to be there, do their job, to do it well, take politics out of the equation when they're at work. And so we'll be very vigilant about that. As I've been a legislator, I have done that. And when I was the legislative leader, I did that. And we did it effectively and did not have complaints. So in all these offices, when you get in there, you have to you do an assessment of the office. There's an audit done when you come in, when the new person comes in. So all of that will take place.
What, if anything, would you cut out of the budget of the office?
Well, again, when you get in there, I want to be real clear. I think Dan has done a nice job in that office. And he's streamlined that office. He's cut some things already. So you want to make sure you have an adequate office that you can do the job adequately, and we'll do that. But again, we'll have the audit done if we're elected, and we'll make an assessment after that.